The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I do not have diplomatic immunity. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skates across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. A miniature version of the family climb up onto the sofa. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Products you could only imagine before. The SS Microwave.
Ah, my crepes are done.
The Doggy Doorman.
Good evening, Rex.
And Mobileer, the chandelier for your car. All on, I can't believe they invented it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Troy McClure, star of such films as P is for Psycho and The President's Neck is Missing. But now I'm here to tell you about a remarkable new invention.
He squeezes an orange against his eye.
Until now, this was the only way to get juice from an orange.
You mean there's a better way?
But that's all changed, thanks to the juice loosener. Let's meet the inventor, Dr. Nick Riviera.
Hello, Troy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Troy, would you like a glass of orange juice?
I sure would. But won't we have to pay those outrageous grocery store prices for something the farmer probably spit in?
Not anymore. All thanks to the new juice loosener.
Doctor, are you sure it's on? I can't hear a thing.
It's Mr. Quiet!
A single drop of juice.
You got all that from one bag of oranges?
That's right. Order now and you'll also get Sun and Run, the suntan lotion that's also a laxative.
Gotta get a juicer. Gotta drink juice. Lose weight. Won't get chest pains from answering the phone anymore.
In Osaka, Japan, two employees are packing Homer's juice loosener.
Please don't tell the supervisor I have the flu.
I've been working with a shattered pelvis for 3 weeks.
The employee with the flu coughs his germs into Homer's parcel.
Oh, my juice loosener's never gonna come.
Hey, Dad, this came for you in the mail.
The germs escape.
Mother, get an extra special hug ready. I bought you a new juicer. Good Lord. Flu germs entering every orifice in my head.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Clouds of flu germs travel through the city, stopping at red lights. Then one of them attacks Chief Wiggum.
What the...
He shoots at the cloud.
The dreaded Osaka flu has hit Springfield with over 300 cases now reported. Now over to Arnie Pie with Arnie in the Sky.
Route 401 is going around and around and around and around and around. And look out at the corner of 12th and Main because I'm going to be sick. Whoop.
Okay, Mr. Sun, give me what you got.
You're fine. Now hurry up or you'll miss your bus.
Maybe you better take that temperature one more time.
Bart forces his antibodies to give up.
Sarge, we keep getting orders to let the virus win.
Must be a school day. Lay down your arms.
All right. Let's make some puffs.
Bart chuckles triumphantly as he settles down under a blanket to watch Itchy and Scratchy in Germs of Endearment. Scratchy goes for a tonsillectomy, but Itchy ties his tonsils around a brick, which he throws out of the window. It falls to the ground, pulling Itchy's guts out with it. Scratchy leaps from the window and desperately tries to stuff his innards back into his mouth before being impaled on a cactus.
And now for an emergency announcement from the mayor.
People of Springfield, because of the epidemic, I have cancelled my vacation to the Bahamas. I shall not leave the city. Hey, you! Get that steel drum out of the mayor's office.
Sorry, man.
Smithers, this plague doesn't scare me. I've constructed a germ-free chamber for myself. Not a single microbe can get in or out.
Homer's eating a sandwich inside the fold.
Who the devil are you?
Don't panic. Just come up with a good story. My name is Mr. Burns.
Don't!
We need a cure! We need a cure!
Why, the only cure is bed rest. Anything I give you would only be a placebo.
Where do we get these placebos?
Maybe there's some in this truck.
A crate load of killer bees are unleashed, and someone tries to eat one.
I'm cured! I mean, ouch!
Dad! Todd's speaking in tongues!
I wish he were, Rod. I pray for the day, but I'm afraid he's just delirious from fever.
Oh, Nettie, why has God forsaken us?
I can't imagine what we could have done to... Oh, no!
Ned remembers watching TV.
Pig, you gotta take better care of the house. These plants are all lifeless and limp.
Maybe they'd feel more at home in the bedroom, Al.
Oh, and the network slogan is true. Watch Fox and be damned for all eternity.
Mom, can you bring me more OJ? Can you give me some of those Flintstones chewable morphine?
There's no such thing.
Marge, the boy's wasting valuable time. Come change the channel and pat my head.
In a minute.
But I'll miss Sheriff Lobo.
And get me a bottle of bourbon.
Grandpa, you know you can't have liquids after 3 p.m.
You can stir it into my mush. Either way, just gimme, gimme, gimme.
Mom, I need more OJ. Flintstones chewable morphine.
Oh, Miss Sheriff Lobo.
Mom, I need more OJ. Flintstones chewable morphine.
Oh, Miss Sheriff Lobo.
OJ, morphine.
Lobo.
OJ, morphine.
Lobo.
And a bottle of aspirin, please.
The aspirin is $24.95.
$24.95?
I lowered the price because an escaped mental patient tampered with the bottle.
The alarm sounds as Marge tries to leave.
Oh, dear. The alarm must be broken. If you could just move a bit to your left. 8'6". Oh, Sanjay, help Mrs. Simpson with her bag. And while you're at it, uske ko atte karafte ko.
Haji, ekdam farafaspat.
Sanjay finds a bottle of bourbon in Marge's pocket.
Mrs. Simpson, you did not pay for this bottle of Colonel Quickie Mart's Kentucky Bourbon.
No, I guess I didn't.
4 police cars arrive.
All right, come out with your hands up. 2 cups of coffee, an auto freshener that says Capricorn, and something with coconut on it.
Now, Marge, you've come to the right place. By hiring me as your lawyer, you also get this smoking monkey. Better cut down there, Smokey.
Mr. Hutz.
Look, he's taking another puff.
Mr. Hutz, this was all a misunderstanding. I didn't mean to take anything.
Now, don't you worry, Mrs. Simpson. We've drawn Judge Snyder.
Is that bad?
Well, he's had it in for me ever since I kind of ran over his dog.
You did?
Well, replace the word kinda with the word repeatedly and the word dog with son.
Look, Marge, I'll just talk to Apu and I'm sure he'll be reasonable.
Apu and Sanjay are dancing.
Apu! I'd like you to drop the charges against my wife.
I'm sorry, Mr. Homer, but it is the policy of the Quickie Mart and its parent corporation, Nordine Defense Dynamics, to prosecute shoplifters to the full extent of the law.
They continue to dance and slap their hands together.
Don't tell anyone, but Marge Simpson was arrested for shoplifting.
Let the word go forth from this time and place. Marge Simpson is a shoplifter.
Hey!
In other news, the chick in the crying game is really a man. Ooh. I mean, man, is that a good movie?
Yay!
And last Christmas, Marge made us gingerbread men, and there was a hair in one.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret about Marge Simpson. She's got webbed toes.
Yeah, that's gross.
Please.
Now, Marge, don't you worry. We've all had our brushes with the law.
Are you Ed Flanders?
No, Ned Flanders.
My mistake.
I'll never have that problem again.
Will you excuse me while I go and freshen up?
I'll follow her.
Maud uses a hole in the bathroom wall to spy on Marge, who dries her hands then straightens a picture.
Just wash your hands and get out.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, who do you find more attractive? Tom Cruise or Mel Gibson?
What is the point of all this?
Your Honor, I feel so confident of Marge Simpson's guilt that I can waste the court's time by raiding the Super Hunks.
Ooh, he's gonna win.
Mr. Hutz.
Now, Mrs. Lovejoy, could you tell us a little about Marge Simpson?
Well, as the wife of the minister, I'm privy to a lot of sensitive information. And here it is. Marge's husband doesn't earn much, and the family's a mess. And quite frankly, I think she,
Let the record show that the witness made the drinky-drinky motion.
A film reel of the Kennedy assassination.
And if we freeze on frame 138, we distinctly see a puff of blue hair coming from the grassy knoll.
Now, Apu, Mrs. Simpson claims that she forgot she was carrying that bottle of delicious bourbon, brownest of the brown liquors. So tempting. What's that? You want me to drink you, but I'm in the middle of a trial. Excuse me.
Lionel rushes out and phones David Crosby.
Hello, David. I'm really tempted.
Just take it one day at a time. And know that I love you.
I love you too, man. So, Mr. Nahasapima Petalon, if that is your real name, have you ever forgotten anything?
No. In fact, I can recite pi to 40,000 places. The last digit is one.
Pi.
Well, if you never forget anything, tell me this. What color tie am I wearing?
You are wearing a red and white striped club tie in a half Windsor knot.
Oh, I am I? Is that what you think? Well, if that is what you think, I have something to tell you. Something that may shock and discredit you. And that thing is as follows. I'm not wearing a tie at all.
But if I am wrong about that, maybe I am wrong about Mrs. Simpson.
No further questions. Kids, I got a crazy feeling your mom's not going to prison.
You're a latter-day Clarence Darrow.
Was he the black guy on the mod squad?
Mr. Hutz, when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer just like you.
Good for you, son. If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers. Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
People of all nationalities holding hands.
Oh. And so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Mr. Hutz, do you know you're not wearing any pants?
What?
David Crosby shakes his head.
I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law-talking guy.
The lawyer.
Right.
The foreman will pass the verdict to the bailiff. This verdict is written on a cocktail napkin. And it still says guilty. And guilty is spelled wrong.
Eep.
Will the foreman please read the real verdict?
We find the defendant guilty.
Marge Simpson, I sentence you to 30 days in prison.
Next case, the National Council of Churches versus Lionel Hutz.
Oh, right. That thing.
You're still my hero, Mom.
Now you kids be good while Mother's in prison.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll bust you out of there just as soon as I get a cocktail dress and a crowbar.
He imagines dancing with the prison warden.
Bartina, until I met you, I was the loneliest warden in the penal system.
Fresh.
Down I go.
He knocks the warden out with a crowbar.
I'll be fine, dear.
Marge, I'm gonna miss you so much. And it's not just the sex, it's also the food preparation. Your skill with stains of all kinds. But mostly I'll miss how lucky you make me feel each and every morning.
I'll miss you too, homie.
She's handcuffed.
With her behind bars, our store is secure.
The entire Quickie Mart is being stolen.
I'm taking this thing to Mexico.
Springfield's Women's Prison, a prison for women. Marge is taken to her cell.
Knock, knock. I'm Marge Simpson, your new cellmate.
I'm Phillips. They call me that because I killed my husband with a Phillips head screwdriver.
It's so nice not to have to cook.
You mean your husband never cooked for you?
Well, once.
She remembers being served a live fish.
Homer, I don't think this fish is quite dead yet.
Marge, please, I'm having enough trouble with the lobsters.
A tattooed woman walks by.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Tattoo Annie.
What kind of slime would I marry? I don't understand.
It's one of those Mad Magazine fold-ins.
Her tat changes when she moves.
Amazing.
Now, kids, while your mother's gone, I don't want to have to wash any dishes. So from now on, drink straight from the faucet or milk carton, and we'll eat while standing over the sink or toilet.
Who's going to change Maggie?
We're going to let it roam free in the backyard, and nature will take its course.
Excuse me, but I think if we all do our fair share, we can keep this house clean.
10 minutes later, and the house is overrun with animals and mess.
Dad, we're running out of clean clothes.
It seems like I've been wearing the same red dress forever.
Go up to the attic. There's a whole trunk of clothes up there.
Homer's in a wedding dress.
All right, bologna and cheese. What do you got, Bert?
Pack of sugar and peanut butter smeared on a playing card.
Ha ha! Your mom's a jailbird.
So's yours.
Oh, yeah. Let's play.
Prison visiting day.
Oh, Mom, I've missed you so much.
Oh, honey, I've missed you too. Homer, is that an old Halloween costume?
No.
So, how are things at home?
We flushed the gator down the toilet, but it got stuck halfway, and now we have to feed it.
I'll bet you want a piece of me. Well, you ain't gonna get it, see?
The gator eats Grandpa's dentures.
I've got it.
A conjugal visit trailer.
Honey, I don't know what you're feeling right now, so I don't want to push anything. We can just hold hands or sit and talk.
She leaps on him.
Oh, do you have any of those delicious marshmallow squares?
Sorry, Marge Simpson makes those.
Oh, darn.
$15 short. Exactly what Marge Simpson's marshmallow squares bring in. Can we still afford that statue of Lincoln?
No, I'm afraid we'll have to go with something cheaper.
I give you our 39th president, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, come on!
He's history's greatest monster!
The angry crowd pull down the Jimmy Carter statue and use it to smash in the shop window. The looting spirals out of control, spreading across the city.
Release the dogs!
Gee, they look pretty mad.
Yeah, I've been starving them, teasing them. Singing off key. Me, me, mamo. Me, moo, mamo.
The dogs attack him.
Doggy!
This never would have happened if Marge Simpson was here.
Marge is released from prison.
Goodbye, Marge. I'll miss you.
I hope you find somebody.
Men are such slime. But I'm seeing this new guy. I think he's different.
Yo-ho!
He says his name is Homer, and he works at the nuclear plant.
We gotta clean this up before Mom gets back.
No problemo. We'll just sweep it all under the rug.
Bart tiptoes across the lumpy carpet.
Hey, watch it.
The residents of Springfield have gathered outside the Simpsons' house.
I didn't expect all this.
Well, we never should have let you go. From now on, I'll use my gossip for good instead of evil.
Three cheers for Marge Simpson.
Now, Marge, we have a special treat for you.
The Carter statue with Marge's hair.
It's beautiful.
Bart and Lisa play swing ball around the statue.